At the end of yesterday's parsha, Parshas Yisro, the pasuk says, "Lo sasun iti Elohei chesef Elohei zahav." Don't make Elohei chesef Elohei zahav. God's avodah zara made out of silver and gold. So the Gemara in Avodah Zara and Daf Membeis and Membeis derives from the pasuk Lo sasun iti. Rashi quotes it that part of this lav is that you're not allowed to make dumus shamoshai hameshamshim b'mar. That you're not allowed to create images of the sun, the moon, and the stars, the shamoshim that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'marom in the celestial spheres. Malachim, the Shemesh, the Levana, the Kochavim, these types of things. What's more, the Gemara says, lo sasun iti, the Chachamim understood also to mean, lo sasun osi, don't make me. That means you shouldn't make a demus adam either. You can't make an image of a human being. Because a person is made b'tzelem elokim, whatever that means, right? B'tzelem elokim. Right? B'tzelem elokim is not really the physical form of the human being. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a physical form. But because people are made b'tzelem elokim, so the pasuk lo sasun iti comes to tell us that one is not allowed to make the form of a human being either. Because that's like making, right? Lo sasun osi, it's like making a demus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyoch. Right, these are the halachas that emerge from this pasuk. Lo sasun iti. That there's a halacha, you're not allowed to make certain images. You can't make the images of shamoshim, of sun, the moon, the stars, and the celestial spheres, and you can't make a demus of a human being as well. So I'd like to talk about some of these halachas with you. Just a few interesting points, halacha lemaisa, that emerge from the sugis. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah points out that one is not allowed to make these forms, the forms of the celestial beings and of human beings, right? And there's an isser of shehiyah as well. You're not allowed to keep these forms. There's an isser of asiyah, there's an isser of shehiyah too. What is this lav based on? What's the prohibition based on? So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Losa Seydalet, and the Sefer HaChinuch as well, in Lamites, they explain that the isser, the prohibition to make these tzuros, is a siog d'oraisa, that you shouldn't come to serve them. Right, the sun, the moon, the stars, we hear that in previous generations they would serve the sun. They figured if the sun is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so by serving the sun, you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they'd serve the sun. So we want to make sure people are not going to serve the demuyos that you're creating. It's not the real sun, but you might come to serve these demuyos as well. So as a siog for that, the Torah says that you're not allowed to make these images. And why is one not allowed to keep these images? I'm not allowed to keep the images. So the Gemara Avodah Zarah says, it's machmas chashad. If you keep the images by you, even if you didn't make them, people will think that you're serving them. People will think that you're serving them, so therefore it's also to be mashadem as well. What kind of images are we talking about? Okay, so let's first talk about the sun, the moon, and the stars, then we'll talk about human form. So Tosus in Avodah Zarah and Daphne Gimel Mabez, and the Rambam as well, they say that when it comes to the sun, the moon, and the stars, any three-dimensional image is awesome. Any three-dimensional image, whether it's what they call bolate or shokea, whether it's protruding or it's sunken in. If it's a three-dimensional image, so then it's awesome, right? And why is a sunken image, why is that prohibited? Because the sun, the moon, and the stars are not bolate to us. We see them sort of sunken into the celestial spheres. So that's aser also. Shokeya is also going to be aser. What's the halacha of a two-dimensional image? Let's say it's not three-dimensional. It's only a two-dimensional image. You're just drawing a picture on a piece of paper. So that's a machlokas in the poskim. Some poskim say that that's permissible. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a three-dimensional image of the sun, the moon, and the stars. But Rov poskim follow the shach who holds that it's aser. That even a two-dimensional image of the celestial beings is also going to be awesome. Sefer Yad HaKtana suggests that he thinks making a picture of a sun, just a circle with like rays emanating from the circle, should be awesome. Aye, but that's not a sun. But that's how people represent the sun. Because that's the way that people represent the sun, he says that should be awesome as well. He's machmer, he assumes two-dimensional images are awesome. And he says even that kind of image, that's not really the sun. It doesn't really look like the sun. It has like lines coming out of it. You know, I never saw a sun with lines coming out of it. But that's the way people draw the sun. So he says that should be prohibited as well. How about to take a picture of the sun? You know, drawing the two-dimensional image, but you're creating a two-dimensional image. Is that usur as well? So Rashul Vosner in the Shevet HaLevi, he wants to be makom, because he says that you're not actually creating the image by taking the picture. The film has to be developed in order to create the picture. So if the developer is a non-Jew, then that's not a problem. Right? You took the picture and he's developing it, so that should be okay. Rav Shechter disagrees. Rabbi Zilberman has a beautiful article in the Journal of Halacha and Contemporary Society where he collects a lot of Rabbi Shechter's psukim on these matters. So he says Rav Shechter is more machmer. He says, if you think about it, if a Jew is going to develop the film, if you give the film to a Jew and a Jew is going to develop it, so then that's an Isser of Lifnei Iver for the Jew. So even though you only took the picture, but he's developing it, but you're giving it to the Jew, so that would be Lifnei Iver to the Jew. So you can't do that. And if he's a guy, so maybe that's like Amir La'akum. You're asking the non-Jew to do something that you would not be allowed to do yourself. So Rav Shechter holds that should be prohibited as well. So he would hold that you shouldn't take a picture of the sun. You should not take a picture of the sun. Because even two-dimensional images are prohibited. One is not allowed to create such an image. Rav Shechter, though, is makeup when it comes to computers, though. Nowadays, the shaila is, you know, can you have a picture? You want to, I don't know, download a picture of the sun to your computer. Keep that as your homepage or whatever. Right? You want to have a picture of the sun. So that's okay, Rav Shechter says. Because there's a tshuva of the Marit who says that the Issa lo sason iti is only said about tsuros shel kayama, right? Forms, images that are lasting. But if it's eno miskayim, then there's no problem. And we know the computer screen is constantly changing. So because it constantly changes, so that's not called a tsura hamiskayame. So that would be permissible. So like to take a picture, take a picture on a digital camera, let's say, to download to your computer. So that would be okay. To develop it as a picture that's going to be, you know, in a form, a two-dimensional picture a regular picture, right? A picture that's going to be substantive, if you will, right? That's going to be a hard copy. That's the word. That's going to be a hard copy that you'll print out. So that, according to Rav Shechter, would be prohibited. That would be prohibited. Yes, Aryeh.
Developing a picture sounds like more of a professional thing. Like if I took, if
that's the way.
I took a picture myself, so I'm not developing it. So would that be?
No, I'm just saying developing a picture because you know we used to take pictures with cameras way back when. You know, I don't know if this was before your time, but like we took a picture, the Polaroid cameras. You know, we actually used to take a picture. You took a camera to camp. You took all your pictures. You didn't see anything that you took, right? You went to the amusement parks and to all the different things you enjoyed. Six Flags, right? Remember? Right, you did all the different things. You took pictures of Color War and the Grand Sing and everything was all exciting. Then you came home and you gave the camera in to be developed and then nothing came out, right? It was so frustrating when you didn't get the pictures, right? But now you have a digital camera, so if the picture doesn't come out, you take it again, right? If the lighting isn't good, you adjust it. So it used to be we took pictures on a camera, then you gave in the camera to have the film developed. But there's no difference if you take your digital camera and then you're going to, quote-unquote, develop the film. Meaning you're going to create it as a hard copy. So that's like developing the film. There's no difference. You have a two-dimensional image of the sun that now you've created. So that would be the same problem as developing the film. It doesn't matter whether it's professional or not professional. You're the one that's creating the hard copy. Yes, Benjamin.
Is the issue if it's only the sun by itself or like if you can picture with someone else and then it's in the background, that's all the focus of the picture. Is that also problematic or only just the sun?
First of all, I don't know if I would do that. You're probably not going to get a good picture if the sun is in the background. But that's, you know, that's just, you know, it's a tova kamashma. But I don't think if the sun is like a tofel to the picture, so I don't think the idea of chashad would apply. You're not really taking a picture of the sun. You take a picture of the person. So there are other things in the background. I think it's a picture. It's a picture of the sun. A picture of the sun, the moon, the stars. Like that's, I think that's really what we're focusing on. Yes.
Well, about the sunset, where the ikar is not the sun, rather it's the colors that kind of...
It's still the sun. You're taking a picture of the sun, right? I'm not sure that would be permissible. Is there any makom lahatir? Are there any coolest that the Gemara has? So the Gemara Avodah Zarah does have a cooler, because the Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah say that Rabbi Gamliel used to have tsuros of the moon by his bezdin, that whenever the Eidim would come for Kiddush HaChodesh, he would ask them, oh, did the moon look like this? Or look like that? You know, with the crescents. So the Gemara asks, how could he do that? it's losasoniti. He's not allowed to have these forms. How is he allowed to do that? So the Gemara says in one the final test of the Gemara says lehislamed is mutter. So to teach is permissible. So here it's like you're teaching. You're trying to figure out. You're trying to ask them, how did you see the moon? So that's not a problem. Lehislamed, there's no issur. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Lehislamed is a heter not just to have the image, but to actually make the image. Rabbi Gamliel made these images. So based on this, the Shevet Alevi wants to suggest that it should be mutter for children to draw pictures of the sun, the moon, and the stars, like if they're in preschool, and they're drawing pictures for Parshas Bereishis, to talk about Ma'aseh Bereishis, the sun, the moon, and the stars, or maybe Vayesha, for Parshas Vayesha, talking about Yosef's dreams, the sun, the moon, and the stars, or bowing down to Yosef. So the Islamic should be mutter. You're not drawing the picture for the sun, qua the sun, right? You're drawing it only for educational purposes, so that should be mutter. That should fall under lehislami. Rav Moshe Feinstein is much more machmir. Rav Moshe in Orachaim in Chelek Hei, in Siman Tes, he says that he thinks once children reach the age of chinuch, we really should hold back. We shouldn't allow them to draw these pictures because it's something that they're not going to be able to do when they become gedolim. So why should we be mechanich them in a way that's really not the way that they're supposed to act later? Rav Schachter also was a big machmir in this. He says, if they're little kids, they're young kids, so maybe it's permissible just a little bit for educational purposes. But one should hold back. One should hold back. As they're getting older at a certain point, we shouldn't be drawing pictures of the sun, the moon, and the stars because it's something that a gadol is really not allowed to do. He really should not be doing. So therefore, we should not encourage the children. We should maybe discourage the children from doing this so that they won't come to violate the issa when they become gadolim as well. Okay. This is in terms of the sun, the moon, and the stars. There is one other interesting tidbit. There is a Me'iri in Avodah Zarah that says that if one wants to learn astronomy, if you're drawing pictures of the sun, the moon, and the stars to learn astronomy, so that's part of l'islamid as well. Even though the Gemara really is talking about l'islamid in the context of Bezdin, but from the Me'iri it's clear that it applies to regular people as well, not just to Bezdin. If it's really for educational purposes, then even for Gedolim it would be permissible. And they point out the Shach in one place says that in some Machzorim they had pictures of the constellations. The Big Dipper, the Little Dipper, whatever. They had pictures of the constellations. So the poskim is, how is that mutter? In Machzorim, I'm not sure which Machzorim these were, but that's what the Shach calls. But in the Machzorim they had pictures of the constellations. So what's the heter? The answer is to learn about the constellations, to understand Gabla Sabore, to understand astronomy, that might be l'islamid as well. Maybe that's mutter for Gedolim too. But stop to draw a picture, to draw a nice picture of the sun, the moon, to be able to put it up on your wall, it seems from a lot of the poskim, based on the Shach, that even two-dimensional images should be prohibited. Zach?
The Shevet Alevi said that it's okay that the guy printed out for you, right?
Yeah, I think so.
But it wouldn't be allowed to keep it in your house because it's also to keep it, right?
It's also to keep. Say, if the guy would print it out, so how's it mutter to keep the two-dimensional image? Uh-huh. Why would it be permissible? If it was created beheter, just one second, if it was created beheter, meaning if it's only, forget what he says, and if you could tell someone, he seems to be saying even if a Jew develops it, because the developing, you're not drawing the picture, you're developing the film. So the development of the film is not called creating the image. The image was created, it's sort of like two stages, right? So you're not really creating the image in the normal way. If you draw a picture, so that's one thing, but if you're only developing the film, so since the taking of the picture is not the creation of the image, and the development itself, what are you doing? You're just putting it in some kind of a chemical, and then it's just created by itself through what the other person did. So maybe it should be permissible. I mean, he seems to be saying it's mutter to have the image, because if not, what's the point? Right? So he seems to be saying that that the Issa Shehiyah wouldn't apply either. Yes?
It's a different question.
Okay. But see, he seems to be saying the Issa Shehiyah wouldn't apply in that case as well. I have to look into that again. I'm not sure. Yes?
Rav Schachter says that it's usher for the guy to do it because it's Amir Lakam. Do we see the context of Amir Lakam as Shabbos?
Sure. Sure, the Gemara Bava Metzia has it. as it talks about Daf Tzadi, the Gemara is talking about to do kelayim when you're leading the animals in the field. That if you tell a goy to do the work for you, that to do the issa for you, it might be a problem. It definitely applies outside of the Shabbos. Yes.
Is there just in taking a video like the sunset? Because you're not going to print out a video. It's going to be digital.
Right. So it's only going to be digital. So if you're making for digital, so that should be permissible because you're not going to. There's no one frame that's going to be miskayim. Right. Bechor, that should be permissible. Yeah. Yes.
What is if someone's a professional photographer? Would that change it? They're doing it for a job, not for this. Like,
but what's he doing? He's making it, taking a picture of the sun to do what?
To sell it.
But again, if it's a digital image, so let's say he's going to give it to a newspaper, right? So if the newspaper is going to do with it what they want. They're not printing it for the Jew. They're printing it for their own purposes. So that should be permissible. Some say, you know, when they have an eclipse, right? So their pictures in the newspaper. So sometimes people feel, well, to have an eclipse, that's the Islamic, you're learning about eclipses, you're learning about the sun, maybe that's permissible also. Some posts can actually say such a thing. But if you're just giving it to the newspaper is going to do whatever they want with it, so they're not mitzvah, the non-Jews are not mitzvah in this, maybe. So maybe that shouldn't be a problem. If they're printing it for you, then it's going to be more of a problem. Because for you, there's an issa. So if it's Amir La'akam doing it for you, then that might be more of an issue. Right?
Definitely growing up, I was taught, like, if you draw, like, the classic move is to draw the little, like, quarter of the sun
right.
in the corner with, like, the little lines coming out, whatever.
Right, right. Not the full job.
Because it's not the whole thing, that's
right.
Fine.
So some say that. Yeah, some say that if it's only part of the sun, that might be permissible. Right, I hear you. Right. That might be permissible. Yes, Aryeh.
By the pasuk, which is our original source, are we saying that it's building off of each other, or they're two separate models? Because if it's building off each other, so maybe the only reason why it would be usher to have it in possession is because I made it. But if I didn't make it, so maybe I wouldn't be able to have it.
I hear what you're saying. That would answer Zach's question. Right. You're saying. It's developed by someone else, so maybe the Issa Shehiyah doesn't apply because I wasn't the one who created the image. Perhaps. Okay, let's hold some of the questions. I'd be happy to answer afterwards. I just want to get to human forms now. So in terms of images of a human form, losasan iti, meaning losasan osi, don't make a tzelem elokim. So Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch and Yaradeya, they both say when it comes to human forms, the Isser only involves tsuros boltos, protruding images, right? But shokos, sunken images, or more relevant to us, two-dimensional images, that's permissible. The only tsuras adam that you're not allowed to have is a three-dimensional image that's protruding, like a bust. Right? So according to this, it would be mutter to take a picture of a human being. There is one shita. The Ramban is of the opinion that maybe even a sunken image should be prohibited for tsuras adam. Maybe that should be prohibited as well. And there are some that are machmer, that they don't have their pictures taken for that reason. Right? You know, why are people so machmer? There are some gadol, they were machmer, they didn't want their picture to be taken. Why? They were machmer for the Ramban, but they thought that it's a problem of lo sasan iti, that you're making a tsura of an adam, and maybe even a two-dimensional tsura of an adam would be prohibited as well. Most poskim are making for this, to assume that a two-dimensional image is permissible, only a three-dimensional image would be a problem. Now, the impression you get from the Shulchan Aruch, this is in Yeridayin, and in Kuf Mem Aleph. So in Kuf Mem Aleph, Siv Zayin, the impression you get from the Shulchan Aruch is that it's mutter to create the form of a face of a human being. If the guf, it's not a guf shalim, if it's not a full body, then it's permissible to create the form of a face, even if it is a bust. Right? That's how you get the impression from the Shulchan Aruch. But the Pisrei Tshuva quotes from Yaakov Emden in the She'elas Yaivitz, in Zivkot and Yud, who says that only a blank face is mutter. Blank face without a body is mutter. But if you make a face with full features, like a bust, you sometimes have like a bust you put on the piano, like a full face with all the features. So he says, the Shelis Yavet says, that is aser, even if it's not mechuber to a guf shalem. Rav Shechter is machmer for the shita. Rav Shechter says, me'ikar adin, the Yavetz is right. The Yavetz is right. The Shevet Alevi says most poskim ataka mekel. Rav Shechter says technically speaking, the Yavetz should be right, But, right? But that only refers to the creation of the image, right? This is a discussion in terms of creating images of Tzuras Adam. From the Shulchan Aruch, you get the impression that to create a bust without a Guf Shalem is permissible. From the Shailas Yaivitz, right? He says that it's awesome. As long as you're creating the bust with the full features of the face, so then it should be usur, even if it's not connected to the Guf. But how about Shehiya? How about owning these Tzuras? Owning the Tzuras. So the Ramah says in Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph Sev Gimel that even though Bizman Azeh people don't serve the Tzuras of the sun, the moon, and the stars, we don't serve Avodah Zarah the same way that they did, at least in our parts of the world. And they're not serving human beings either. But nevertheless, the Issa Shehiya still applies. That's what the Ramah writes. But the Chachmas Adam has a famous kula here. The Chachmas Adam said that Bizman Azeh, that no one serves Avodah Zarah, so the Issa Shehiya doesn't apply. Right? There's no chashad. Oh, this would answer your kasha, Zeh. Right? According to the Chachmas Adam, if there's no Shehiya, there's no Issa Shehiya for Tzuras Adam, maybe there's no Shehiya for the sun, the moon, and the stars as well. The problem is to create it. But once it's created, maybe there's no Issa to actually keep it by you. I have to look that up. I have to see whether that's really true. Maybe this is only said Gavi Adam, not about the celestial forms as well. But maybe that's the beginning of an answer, because if there's no chashad bizman hazeh, because people don't serve these things, so then maybe there's no issa b'chla. Rav Shechter holds that that's the source of the minhag ha'olam, to have a bus in their home. People have, you know, they'll have a, you know, the full features of the face of a person, despite the fact that it seems like this should be asr, according to Rav Shechter, that should be asr, even though there's no guf shalem. But he says that you know, you're not creating it, you're buying it. So as long as you didn't create it, then that should be permissible, because there's no chashad bizman hazeh, since no one's serving Avodah Zarah. But Binyamin Zilber in his Tshuvas Oz Nidbru says that this is why, you know, store owners are makel to have mannequins. Right? They put clothing on top of mannequins. That's a guf shalem even. Right? It's a guf shalem. So what's the hetter? You ever think about that? What's the hetter to have a full Tzuras Adam over there? A full Tzuras Adam. The answer is that you're allowed to have it. You're not creating the mannequin. You're buying the mannequin. You're just having a shehiya. So bizman hazeh, we can rely on the Chachmas Adam. To assume that since people don't serve these images, people are not serving the mannequins. So therefore, shehiya is going to be permissible as long as you don't create the tzura. And finally, this also relates to a whole discussion about dolls, right? Doll is also a full Tzuras Adam. A small tzura, but it's still a full Tzuras Adam. Is it permissible to buy dolls for one's children? So the Chazon Ish was a big machmer in this. The Chazon Ish felt that you had to deform the doll in some way. Right? People do that. They cut off a little bit of the nose. You know, just do it before you give the doll to the child. Because if you give the doll to the child first, and then you cut the doll's nose, the child's going to be upset. Right? But they deform. Some people who follow the Chazon Ish, they deform the eye or they deform the nose. Again, once the Tzuras Adam is a little bit deformed, so then it wouldn't apply, because then it's a tura, it's not a tura shlei. Yeah, that's what Chazon Ish says. Rav Avadi Yosef, in his Yabia Omer, he wanted to suggest another kula. He said that maybe dolls are different because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that if you find a tzura on a kli that people are mishtamish to a tashmish shall be zayim, a tashmish that's not a tashmish shall cover. Right, let's say you find a tzura of the sun on a cup, and people will use the cup to drink out of. And that's not a tashmish shall cover for the Avodah Zarah. Right, so the Gemara says that that's permissible. There's no issur of shehiya, even if it's a tzura that's bolate, even if it's protruding, it's okay. The Bavadya wanted to say that based on that, dolls are used not for a tashmish of kovid. They throw the dolls around. Kids throw the dolls around, so that's like mevuzin. The dolls are not, the dolls are not treated with kovid. They're treated the bederach bizayim. So maybe if they're treated b'derech b'zayim, maybe the whole isil asasin iti doesn't apply. Okay, so there is room to be mekel with the dolls, some are machmer with dolls, but in terms of the bus, I think there's room to be mekel based on the Chachmas Adam, that since people are not don't serve Avodah Zarah, they don't serve these forms, so maybe the isil shehiya doesn't apply this month. Yes.
On tests, sometimes, like, instead of a check, the teacher would make a quick star. Would that be an issue of drawing a star?
So I don't know if it looks like a star. What, a star of David? What do you mean?
Like the five-cornered.
The five-cornered star. One star. I don't think so, because I don't think that star even looks like a star in the heavens. I think if you draw a bunch of stars, you know, so it looks like you're drawing celestial beings, so then that's more of a problem. Just to draw a star, I think that would be the most of it. Yes?
They're like animals, the ornaments of animals. Like, you'll have some lines or things like that. Like,
so it doesn't sound like Losasun Iti includes forms of animals. It sounds like celestial bodies or human form. That's what it sounds like. Yeah, to create the form of an animal and to actually serve it, so that's a pasuk in Chumash. You're not allowed to make any kind of pesel or tmuna, you know, shabash shemayim imal, shabash mitachas. You can't make a form of an animal to serve. But we're not talking about to serve, we're saying just to create the form itself, right? So that applies to shamashim, dumus shamashim, but not necessarily to the animals. Effie.
With the heter of educational tribunal forms, I also feel like science classes, anatomy.
I think so, if it's for educational purposes. If you're going to be mekel for the Meiri and the Shach, so then it would sound like, even if it's for educational purposes for adults, that should be permissible. You're learning astronomy, you're learning anatomy, you're learning other things in science, so then that would be permissible. Yes?
Is the Israeli flag mutter to draw? Or?
Is it mutter to draw the Israeli flag? Well, because that's a star?
Yeah.
So I don't think that's a star from the sky. It's just a star, and it's a star of David. It's not a star of the sky. It's a different kind of star. So I don't think.
What would be a star of the sky? Not drawing. Obviously.
I think drawing a few stars together, drawing stars with the moon, you know. So that gives the impression that you're drawing a picture of celestial bodies. So that would be a problem. But if you're just drawing the star, you know, a Mug and David, I don't think a Mug and David is a problem. Yes.
Would the American flag be a problem then?
With the American, it's a lot of stars, but what is the star like? Where? It's just a bunch of stars, but it's not a picture of a heavenly, you know, a heavenly scene, right? The American flag is not a heavenly scene. Right? A lot of America is not a heavenly scene. but so I don't think the American flag would be a problem either. Okay.
Ready, what about...